What do you say? Connect the dots, everybody. Hey, this is Tom Edison. And hey, happy Father's Day if you're in that time zone already. Hey, East Coast USA, it is happy Father's Day. Yeah. You know, I know a real funny Father's Day joke, but guess what? I'm not going to tell it because some people would get offended. You know, because you have to use certain words to make it sound funny. And so we'll just skip that. Anyhow, it's time to wake up, everybody. That's right. In the East Coast, New York City, it's 1 a.m. And hey, it's 2023. And it's going to happen in 2025. That's right, the event. In fact, it might happen before that. In fact, it would be better for everybody on Earth if it did happen before that. Oh, well, hey, did you ever hear the saying, there ain't no justice except what you make for yourself? And that's how the game is going to get played out here on planet Earth. You know, there's so many important things going on. You know, there's a monumental change happening to Mother Earth, and most of the population is in the dark about it. That's right, because all the controlling powers have been commandeered here on the surface of planet Earth. And those of us that have been paying attention to what's been going on behind the scenes, we're tired of the delays and the excuses why everything isn't ready to happen by 6 a.m. tomorrow. Huh? Why? I mean, who is in charge? Come on, like this. You know, we're kind of annoyed. We're tired of the delays. We're tired of the goalposts being moved down day after day after day after day. We're tired of this. Come on, who's in charge? This thing problem should have been taken care of a long, long time ago. Here we have all these last-minute Johnny-come-latelys coming on the scene with all this information. Oh, you're not living in just physical reality. You're existing in 15 dimensions. No, it's more than that. No, you know, all your DNA has been turned off. No, it hasn't. Maybe most of it has, but no. The government is lying to you. No. You have been deceived, this and that, and who is telling the truth? It's like a game show at this point. There's so much, you know, false information, almost outweighing the truthful information. Everybody has been duped, as the saying goes. Hey, this is a call-in radio show. If you have something important to say, hey, call in. 888-627-6008. Or if you're not in the U.S. or Canada, you can't use that toll-free number. You have to call directly, 323-744-4831. Of course, you have to put in the prefix numbers and then dial that U.S. number, area code 323-744-4831. Hey, don't say you didn't get the opportunity. Anyhow, when is this insanity going to end? What happened in the last week? Great, El Presidente, Ukraine old puppet, Biden, New World Order puppet Biden, a.k.a. bribe taker, a.k.a. Crook, a.k.a. phony politician, a.k.a. creep, a.k.a. super stupid, clumsy. Hey, I'm talking about, oh, we're going to plan great things in the U.S. Like a railroad line across the Pacific and across the Indian Ocean. Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, and then let me fall down on my face after I may give an award and get back up again and say, look, hey, look how fast I got up. But, man, there's more than stupidity beyond stupidity. How can someone like that be the El Presidente of the USA? Huh? How can that happen? How can that be allowed to continue? Why aren't you questioning that? You know, and why is everybody willing to play along with this stupid line on the news every day? And El Presidente Tuta, that, you know, doesn't have the head on straight, or is clone number X459270 failed clonal. How can this be allowed to continue? Is everybody brain dead? I guess so. Certainly everybody in authority is, or bribed or compromised or being blackmailed with the honey dripper footage. I mean, how can this be happening? And everybody is sitting on their hands and doing nothing. I mean, doesn't the military have something to do when the El Presidente Tecato is El Presidente Potato, Mr. Potato Head himself, as he is so incompetent, isn't somebody supposed to remove him from office for incompetence, incapable of handling the authority he has mistakenly gotten or wrongfully gotten? How can this be? You know, it's insane. I mean, those of us who are knowledgeable, we know what's going on. It's really a sad situation that people with all everybody in authority has been compromised. Who could have thought it would have happened, but it has happened. And yes, the New World Order does control every government body in this world. They want to control every citizen, but they haven't been able to do that quite yet, and they won't be able to do it, but they're going to make us suffer in the meantime. That's what's on the agenda. That's what's on the menu. Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. Of course, the problem won't get solved before that, but it should be solved now. It should be solved tomorrow morning. It should be solved at least Monday morning. Why isn't it? You know? We've all heard, oh, write your congressman. Well, what's the point of wasting your time, wasting the post office's time, wasting taxpayers' money to write to people that only listen to bribe money? They don't read letters. They don't listen to protests. They only respond to bribe money. Come on, all you rich people that are claim to be good guys, bribe the Congress to do the right things, and they will. Because that's how the game is played. We all know that, and we're all sick of it. It's time for a new Declaration of Independence. We have taxation without representation. Every country in the world, including the U.S., has that problem. Well, there should be a new Declaration of Independence in every country in the world. I mean, really? You know, like the timekeeper said, the people's revolution is long overdue. And that's the bottom line here, you know? I've said it before and I said it again. People, wake up. There are no democracies on planet Earth. There are only dictatorships and republics. And to the republic for which it stands, yeah, well, in a republic, listen closely, people. Put on your thinking caps, as the saying goes. In a republic, the only people that have the power are the representatives that you, the ignorant people, have been conned into electing. You keep electing crooks. You keep electing bribe takers. You keep electing liars. You keep electing backstabbers. You keep electing pawns of the ruling forces that rule all the governments of the world. That's it. Yeah, I mean, you keep electing the people that are going to not represent you. And once you voted them in, they have all the power. That's right, and you have none. That isn't a democracy. That's a different form of a dictatorship. You've given them all your power, and they can do what they want with that. And all your protests and all your whining and crying and pleas, they can just slam the door in your face every day, twice on Sunday, until it comes to election time again. And then for a week or two, they'll dance in front of the cameras and promise you everything with no intention of giving you anything. And you fall for the same crap again. And you've been doing this decade after decade after decade. And the same in the dictatorships. They have their fake elections. And, of course, as soon as they get elected, they are not even going to give a flying F at whether you want something or not, because it's all about the money and it's all about the power, and there are no democracies on planet Earth. The closest thing that ever happened on planet Earth, closest thing to a democracy, was what the Beatles presented. Yeah, remember that famous rock band who earned the title most popular band of all time, most popular band of the 20th century, most popular band of all time, still holds that title. And no, because no one ever came close to what they accomplished. And they had a democracy, and they didn't call it a democracy, but they exemplified it in their little group organization known as the Beatles. Four guys who had the best rock and roll band that ever walked the face of this earth, ever performed on the face of this earth, set more records than any, you know, topped the charts more than anybody. And they have records today that'll never be, no one will ever come close to breaking them, nor is it impossible anymore to come, have so many records. Well, they gave us a perfect example of what a true democracy is. They were asked by reporters, how do you guys decide things? And they said, well, we only do things that all of us, all four of them, agree on. That's 100% agreement. And that was their, the best example of a democracy that ever existed. They all asked, so who's the leader of the band? Well, they said John started the band, but we all kind of take, you know, we're all leaders of the band. You know, we have to agree on everything or we don't do it. If one member of the four does not agree on doing something, we simply don't do it. We all have to agree on doing something before we do it. Now, that is the best version of a democracy that anyone has ever presented throughout the history of the world. And I'll say it again. The Beatles' version of how they did things fairly so that no one was a dictator, no one really ruled the whole band, was they all had to agree on something. All of them, all four members of the Beatles had to agree on something before they went ahead and did it. If one, only one member, and that would only be 25% of the total 100% there, didn't want to do something, they did not do it. And that's the way the Beatles showcased what a real democracy is. And for them, it was. So forget about your government republics. They never even came close to that. Never, ever, and never will. So you need to understand that the system you're working with, the republic, does not represent a democracy. Because the republic is all based on who's in charge. You know? Because once they get in charge, they're elected for 4 years or 6 years or whatever, 5 years. Yeah, once they're in charge, they have all the power. It doesn't matter. The whole world is against them. They don't have to listen to you. And they live by that authority, and they'll rub it in your face. Hey, you can't do anything to stop me from what I'm doing because you elected me, you stupid jerks. And you keep on doing that. Well, you know, how many clowns are running for president of the United States? I mean, I'll be frank about it. Everybody who's running for the president of the United States outside of me is clown. They're bringing nothing to the table, no solutions, you know? You got the total moron on the Democrat side, and you got Trump leading the pack of other morons on the other side, and he proved when he was president that he didn't have to solve all the problems. He didn't have too many solutions either, you know? Just took advantage of that presidential authority and, you know, did the best he could with that, but he didn't lead the country, no siree. He couldn't even get the Congress to agree to anything, and he had control of both houses. What a great track record. Yeah, Mr. Big Bucks. Yeah. And you people are stupid enough, you know? I mean, yeah, he has a flashy personality. I'll give him credit for that. But when it comes to solutions and honesty and justice, he can't hold a candle to somebody like me. I mean, it might be better than all the other jerks that are running for president, but what's that say? Doesn't say much of anything, really, because the rest of them are all a bunch of do-nothing jerks. They have no solutions. And if they can't even get close in the numbers to Trump, how bad are they? Yeah, really. And forget about the Democrats. And they're all they've all been sufficiently bribed to just hold up their New World Order puppet moron and support him. So when it comes to 2024 in America here, if you, the people, are stupid enough to be duped into voting for more crooks, more criminals, more idiots who haven't a clue as to what to do and are willing to, not one of them is talking about changing the system that doesn't really represent the people of the United States, not one of them, except me, you know, you got to understand, plus I've got the game plan too, you know. I'm the only one who understands if you ever want the Congress to be anything worthwhile beyond a logjam You have to vote for a candidate who's willing to represent all the people in Congress, which means I'm willing to represent both the Democrats and both the Republicans. And that's the only type of person you should be voting for. And I'm the only one in this election. There will be more people running just to jump in the bandwagon and get their 15 minutes of fame or whatever. Meanwhile, there'll be just another bunch of losers. Nobody on the face of this planet has as much knowledge as I do in regard to solving problems. That makes me the best qualified candidate to ever be the president of the United States. And that's my game plan. I want all Democrats and all Republicans to vote for me. And then it'll be a fun election. We'll all know that I'm going to win the election, and we'll all know that we don't have to worry about whether who's cheating with the machines, because the Democrats and the Republicans hold all the cheating keys to the voting machines. And that's it, you know. If they're willing to support both the Democrats and the Republicans for the first time in the history of America, are willing to support the same candidate, then we'll have a total agreement. You know, it'll be a fun election. There'll be a party at the Democrat National Convention on election night, and there'll be a party at the Republicans, too. And then they can co-mingle at another party after that, you know, once it's declared that I've won the election. And believe me, we'll all be happy the next day. And I will teach them how to get along and how to be responsive to the people that they are supposed to be responsive to, believe me. They just need to hear the right words and they'll get in line. But when you elect crooks, bribe takers, phonies, manipulators, devil servers, Satanists, when you elect these creeps, pedophiles, to government, they're not going to do anything for the regular people, because they don't have it in their hearts even to do something for the regular people. They're all in it for themselves, and they'll all play along with anything, you know. They're all willing to support the devil, or even demons worse than the devil. They're willing to support them as long as they're getting paid good money on the side, under the table, and as long as they get to play these games to waste the taxpayers' money. That's what they do in every country in the world. You know, hey, they're doing it in Great Britain. They're doing it in France. They're doing it in Germany. They're doing it in Ukraine. They're doing it China. They're doing it everywhere around the world, you know. Even in the countries that we claim that are the bad guys, yeah, they're doing this in same thing. What do you think goes on in North Korea? Nothing but a power-hungry, greedy mother effer who has control of the military. He can bully everybody into giving him whatever he wants. You know, dictatorship. Very similar to a republic in that sense. And republics, very similar to dictatorships. And some of them are worse than others. Yeah, poor people in Iran, you know, there's these fanatical, evil-serving creatures that are running the government there under a fake religious whatever. That's what they claim, you know, that they're following a religion. Huh. What a joke. Yeah, and that's where we're at. So, if you're listening to my voice and you're not afraid to talk to your neighbors or yourself or strangers tomorrow, start spreading the word that in America here, the best person to vote for is the one who's willing to represent both the Democrats and both the Republicans. And at the same time, says that he knows how to get these people to get along, because anybody who doesn't, if you're voting strictly Democrat or strictly Republican, whomever the stupid candidates are, and they never have anything. But stupid candidates, including Trump, is a stupid candidate too. And Dr. Beebe should ever have to debate me on stage, I'll tear him up like yesterday's vegetables. I mean, really? You haven't seen anybody with real knowledge talking out there in the political spectrum. Well, I don't play politics. That's where you won't hear me. But at the same time, I'm just making the statement, hey, let's stop playing the games. Let's unify the Congress. Let's solve all the problems. And let's be, you know, let's do what's right. Let's show the world we have a heart, those of us that are willing to do that. Of course, there's some groups that, you know, are just totally resistive to anything except money. But if I, you know, as President of the United States, if I can convince a majority, we'll eventually win over those diehards who don't give a crap to anybody but themselves. You know, many of the do-nothings in Congress could be turned into good people if they had some real leadership, like a president of the United States that wasn't dedicated just to one party. Don't you see it? The us versus them game played into eternity. It's a game. It's a plan designed to fail. You got it? A plan designed to fail. Two big parties. Sometimes there's three in other countries. You just vote, you know, for them, and you choose sides, and you vote for your party. It's always going to be us versus them, and it's always going to end up in a plan designed to fail. And you're all participating in it. You're all conned. You know, the game plan for either any one of the crooked parties, and they're all crooked, basically, is to win the election by cheating. Control the voting machines, controlling the voting apparatus, controlling the electoral voters. Yeah, the game is, you know, they know all the ins and outs of the games, and it gets played out like that, and it's always us versus them. You keep playing that game, you'll never have unity. You're part of the problem. I talk about part of the problem, you know? This is an educational show. you know, a lot of great songs were written back in the last century. And one of them that was written by a woman, I believe, and well, anyhow, it was sung by a famous folk artist called Donovan. And it was called The Universal Soldier. He did a good recording of it. And basically, it's a song that says, you know, and all this warring and fighting and killing amongst the countries would never happen if the soldiers refused to fight. It's that simple. You know, the people who want the wars, they don't go out and fight them. They con people into giving up their lives and going into battle for them, really. It's not for anything else. And that's it, you know. With few exceptions, most battles are for the elite. You know, they serve the purposes of the elite. They don't serve the general public. You know, we like to think in America, hey, you know, revolting against the British, the Boston Tea Party, and declaring our Declaration of Independence was a justified action and required violence to some extent to do it, because there was no other way to accomplish that back then. Nowadays, actually, there are other ways to accomplish it without excessive violence. You know, sometimes violence is necessary, defending yourself. And, you know, there's always the exceptions to it, the rule. There should be no violence. But if the soldiers refuse to fight, the crooked rulers couldn't force them to play if they refused. But it would have to be unanimous. There's no need for war nowadays. There's other ways to solve problems, especially in the global world like we've allowed to manifest. There's other ways to solve all these problems. Stop the war in Ukraine tomorrow. The trouble is, there aren't people that want to. People have been tricked into vengeance and anger and hate and war. And people are volunteering to do something, doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And it's really all the fault of the crooked politicians. If you can't see that, well, you can't see it. And so much for that. Hey, happy Father's Day. You know, they say, any person who's fathered, never mind, I can't tell that joke, because someone will get bent out of shape and complain about it. It's not going to bother me, but I won't set a good example, you know. I tell all kinds of jokes in private, you know. But I limit myself to what I can tell when I have them on the airwaves here. Because I don't want to give some dirtbag the opportunity to try to twist something I've said to try to make me look bad. You know? I'm not going to give you that opportunity. So I know where to draw the line, but funniest jokes are dirty jokes. Can I say, if you don't understand that, well, you don't understand it. Okay, we'll stamp you non-understandable one, or whatever title you'd like. But what can I say, Jay? Hey. You know, something people ought to be looking into, and I'll probably have more on it next week. So you better turn in next week and tell your friends to turn in too. It's about the national gathering, like where it's going to be. Hey, if anybody knows what the national gathering is at this particular moment, you got a phone, you're listening to the show, call in and tell us exactly where the national gathering of the tribes in America is going to be. But that is the place where you can gain knowledge to attend it. It's always in national parks or state parks in America, and the people who are tentatively in charge of the matter are a council, I believe, of Native Americans that have spiritual connections, and they're contacted every year, shortly, or maybe a month before, whatever it is, 2 months before, weeks before, where the gathering is going to be. And they have to listen to the spirit guides to tell them that, and then they relay the information that we all find out, and then we all make our plans to go there, those of us who have the opportunity. You know, I mean, nowadays it costs quite a bit. If it's on the other side of America, you know, 3,000-mile-wide country, it might require a lot of money to pay for, just to pay for the gasoline to get out there if you're on the other side of America, where it's being held, and most of the events are held in the western area. Occasionally they come to the east coast, but like I said, I'm not sure where it is right now, but by next week I'm sure I'll find out. And to go to these events, this is places where you can connect with the earth, really. And you can connect with extraterrestrials will be a show up at these events, too. You know, they'll show up in human form. And you get a chance to connect with things that you normally don't get a chance to connect with. And as the word connect goes, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, I have many pictures in there, photographs, undoctored real photographs, not digital fakes, of some of the things that go on at a national gathering. Plus, I have some real stories in this book, Connect the Dots Theory. Hey, my name is Tom Edison. That's right. Connect the Dots Theory by author Tom Edison. That's my real name. And you can find it out there. And, you know, the ebooks on Amazon, etc. The real book you can order through Barnes & Noble. And as I've claimed before, anybody who picks up this book and takes the 2 hours, you can read the whole book. It's not that much text because there is no filler. It's just to the point. And it's a teaching text. I mean, it's called a theory. It's a teaching text, really. And it has, it's all in plain English, so you don't have to be some fancy Dan with a college degree and extra vocabulary to understand it. And all the chapters start with page one, you know. I cut a new path through the woods with putting this book together. I did it my way. And I'm proud of what I did with this. You know, some of the information in it you've never heard before. That's why I say, if anybody on planet Earth, anybody in the friggin' whole universe, if you can have taken the time to study the book, study the pictures, you'll quickly see that, man, I'm talking about things that nobody has ever talked about before. And then I've got pictures of things that never have appeared in books before or on videos. It's all real stuff, you know? And you'll be amazed at what's going on that you don't know about. And many of these things happen at these things called the gatherings. The gatherings of the national tribes. They're out there in the wilderness, you know? There won't be any city lights there, and there'll be fires with drum circles around them, and people walking around with flashlights, of course, and all the socializing happens during the course of the night. Well, it happens during the daytime, too, but the nighttime is when it really begins to cook, and it becomes very spiritual, and you can connect with Mother Earth, and if you look up in the sky and not your cell phone, you will see amazing things going on. And you ought to consider going to these things. And what can I say, but for a little over $5 it is, you can download a copy of the ebook of my educational text called Connect the Dots Theory. That's where I got the name for the show. First, I wrote the book. And it explains many, many things. You should be doing this and then connect what you've learned in this book with other information you've learn from other sources. You know, there's so much information in the universe. No one book can have all the information, and no one source has a monopoly on the information. Most people don't realize that. They read, if you don't know anything, you're liable to believe everything you read in the first book you ever read, until you start reading other books and finding out there's other perspective viewpoints on the same topics. That's right. And like the joke, the old-time joke goes, God save me from people that only read one book. And, you know, I've met a few people that have written some really good books. And And I can verify that they were real people, but at the same time, a lot of these people that get this special information from the spirit beings and support from spirit beings to write certain books, a lot of them, they don't, you know, they don't correlate what they've written with other bits of information that are relative to what they're revealing in their book. And, you know, that's the truth of the situation. There's too many people, even the ones that have the valuable information, they don't bother to correlate it with other bits of information. Now, in my book, Connect the Dots Theory, that's all I'm doing is correlating and connecting the dots. This bit of information goes with that bit of information. This opinion goes with that opinion. This explanation supports that explanation. And so I've done a lot of homework to make all those connections. And it's not just my opinion on the matter. Though I do include in the book all some of the amazing, many amazing experiences I've had in my life, which I don't need your verification whether it's true. I know it's true. I lived it. And I'm putting it out there. I don't care if you believe me or not, but I'm putting it out there as the truth because I lived it. And that alone verifies its truth, the fact that I'm saying to you I lived it. I'm not making this up. It's a truthful statement. And there's so many great stories in this book. I call them amazing stories. And there's so many correlations. And there's so many connections being made. And then I reveal 39 ongoing conspiracies. That's a lot. And, of course, it was more than 39, but I had to draw the line somewhere, as the saying goes. And we're talking about, I'm talking about conspiracies that no one else even thinks about, but I recognize they're there and they're going on. Deception, deception after deception. And nobody's even talking about it. That's how ignorant the general public has become. Oh, man. And guess what? It's not going to change unless of two things, unless the public wakes up and decides to get up, you know, get off the couch, stop sitting on your hands and go out there and take control of the authorities that have stolen control of your society from you. And if you're going to go out there and vote, you better vote for people who are not members of big political parties. If you vote for somebody who's a member for a big political party, especially in countries like America, where you got the two major parties that don't won't even allow for a third one, you know, you're voting for a logjam. Just look at what's been going on in the Congress. Look at the past elections. Yeah, you can. It's public information, and you can see how long the Congress has been divided. Basically, 49-51, 50-50, 48-52. And when you have a body of government so polarized as that, you're never going to get anything done, especially if they keep on playing the game, us versus them. And they've gotten you to play along with them, you know? You're acting like it's a football game. Rah, rah, rah. Shish, boom, bah. Yeah, we want to. In fact, that's probably some kind of satanic cult message there that they've tricked people into saying at football games. You know, like open sesame and abracadabra, rah, 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 sis, boom, bah. Well, like, what does that really mean? And as you know, people are always, humanity is always being tricked into saying stupid things. And, you know, the demons like to do that. They like to show us how stupid we are. And they're laughing their ass off because they're still getting away with it because you allow it. And you volunteer to be puppets for demons. That's it. And then you vote demons into government. you know, or cowards that become puppets for the demons. And this is how stupid society keeps moving down the road, you know, because any little bit that good government people have ever gotten, the demons there are waiting. As soon as you make one mistake, they go in and they retake the whole situation over again. See how it plays out. You know, I talk about it in my book, Connect the Dots Theory. Do yourself a favor. Make yourself a smarter person. I guarantee anybody who buys this book or ebook, we're talking a little over $5. You know, you go to a bar and order a drink, and you've spent more than that already. And you can become a smarter person. You'll learn many, many things. In fact, my guarantee is if you buy my book and read it, hey, I've got a show here. You can contact me. Just call in any weekend, you know, on the Connect the Dots BBS radio show, and you can claim that you bought my book and you didn't learn anything. And believe me, I dare you to do that, you know, because I'll quickly ask you a few questions, and either you're lying that you bought the book and read it, or you're just like, we'll get caught up with my questioning real quick, and you'll be proving that you didn't read the book. Because the explanations in the book are really quite simple. Junior high school student could read this book and learn something. But hey, that's my offer. If you claim that you didn't learn anything after you bought the book, I'll refund your money, okay? Your $5 and change. I'll do that, you know, absolutely. But you're going to have to convince me live on the air that you didn't learn anything. And I'll just ask you a few questions. Did you know about this? And you're going to be doing the hamada, hamada, hamada routine before you know it. That's how confident I am that I have that much information in this book that there isn't anybody in the universe that can say they didn't learn something from my book, excluding God, of course, because God knows everything. But you know, that's the guarantee right there. But wouldn't it make more sense that you might have a desire in your heart to learn something new that you never heard before? That's easy to understand, but, you know, it's important to understand who the bad guys are that may mess humanity up all the time. You know, it's important to understand, to know your enemy, because in order to defeat your enemy, you kind of have to know your enemy. And there is a battle going on. It's a spiritual battle between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, and we're in the final battle scenes. Because with the movie, this would be the final scenes are being played out now. Even though victory has been declared by the light already, and many have participated in this to make it so, there's still a few battles that have to be fought regardless, because there's the die-hard dark side. The mad scientists who want to go down with the ship, they're not going to admit they're wrong. They're not going to admit they've been beaten. They're not going to submit. And so they will die as a diehard and been taken away and disintegrated. That's how it's going to play out. But they can, these diehards can make, you know, our lives miserable. They're accelerating the misery and suffering put on humanity right now, because they're tricking stupid humans into doing things that are harming the masses and killing innocent people. And you keep listening to these puppets of the New World Order, puppets of the evil ETs, puppets of the demons that keep tricking you into doing things that are not for your benefit. It's just, you know, it's their way of getting kicks, I guess. You know, they love making stupid humans. They love showing you how stupid you are, and they love making you suffer. And you play along with it because you want to. You don't have the guts to stand up and say, no, stop, enough. You know, I deny you. I don't want to support you. You're afraid to even say that, let alone do something. As long as you keep obeying stupid rules and obeying stupid commands and killing your brothers and sisters whom you should be friends with and being supportive of, until you stop doing all those things, they're going to continue slamming the door in your face and telling you to walk off a cliff and anything else they can think of to make total fools of you. It's happening now. Don't you see? There's claiming cartoons out there showing you to your face how stupid. They're on the internet, you know? Everybody's walking with their cell phone, they're facing their cell phone, and they're just walking off the cliff, and nobody's paying attention to anybody else because they're glued to their cell phone, and everybody's walking in over to the edge of the cliff and just walking off. And why do you think they're doing that? Because they were led to walk off the cliff. They were told to walk off the cliff. They were told to not pay attention to what's going on. They were told to obey the orders, walk to the edge of the cliff and continue. You know, and they're doing it. This is what, there's cartoons that shows that. And this is what is going on. You people have been made into stupid idiots. You know, forget about making monkeys out of you. A monkey has some intelligence. They've made morons out of you. They've made mindless robots out of most of you, and you just listen. And you listen to one of their control devices, the boob tube. You know, you're out there listening, following the commands. Yeah, pick up your phone right now and call. Order your food before you get to the fast food death. Continue your fast food death. Order more. Order ahead of time. Stuff your face with worthless crap. Hamburger meat. You don't even know what's in the meat anymore. Go watch the movie Soylent Green and then try to put two and two together. Yeah, and don't forget to watch the movie Days Live. And movies, science fiction especially, are telling us about what's being done to us, what's going on behind the scenes, and nobody's taking it seriously. We should be, because movies are good venues for revealing what's going on behind the scenes. They call it science fiction, so they can't be censored. Oh, though we made the story up, but watch a movie like They Live. It's telling you what's going on, you know, right there in the movie. And there's plenty of other ones, too, telling you what is going on. The Matrix, hey. You know, and then, you know, learn to connect the dots. You know, watch a movie like The Matrix and then understand. It's all, you know, it's also highlighting things like satanic cult worship and all these things are connected, you know, and control of society. And it's happening, you know. If you don't know what adrenochrome is, look it up, Google it, you know. The sacrificed blood of young children. This is why all the kids are disappearing. Some people are aware of this, and some people try to do what they can, but your government could be stopping the whole thing. Of course, many of the people in government are satanic worshippers. They don't want to stop this. They want to pretend it's not even happening. And why do you want to, why do you keep electing people like that? Aren't you looking into like who you're voting for? How do you know that? Do you know that the person you're voting for is not a Satanist? Do you know he's not a pedophile? Do you know what's he? How are you determining whether he is or not? You know, why aren't you asking the politicians the key questions? Why do you want to be obedient puppets for evil causes, for evil controllers? You know, all the governments are controlled by the dark forces on our world, demonic beings, negative ET races, and the ruling families, and everybody with a lot of money. They're all on the same boat, you know? They're all part of the anti-human agenda that's being run and still being run by the negative ETs from other worlds, you know? You understand, this is the enemy. Stop supporting the enemy, you know? They've turned all governments into servants of the New World Order already. So you can't vote for anybody who's willing to be part of it, and yet anybody willing to join a major party is part of the New World Order, whether they like it or not. You know, they may say they're not, but at pure, all politicians, first of all, there shouldn't be political parties. Everybody should be voting, running as on an individual without any support from a political party. But it's the unfortunate situation we have, and that's why I'm the only one with the game plan, the most sensible game plan for the 2024 election in America. I'm asking every registered Democrat and every registered Republican to vote for me, and then we all can celebrate together. And I will be equally fair to both of them when I get elected, and be their teacher, teach them how to serve the people, because they don't know. And even the ones that don't know, that maybe they'll catch on and see that it's good to serve the people. What can I say? Except we need to focus on good things. Okay, don't forget to tell your friends tomorrow. I have come to the end of the show that you heard somebody talking as talking about the plan to win the American election, that all the Democrats, registered Democrats and all the registered Republicans are to turn their backs on the party nominations, the political clowns running, the puppets of the New World Order running for each of those parties, and vote for a real person who's a non-political solution person. Solutions to all the problems are known. Is anybody candidate running for any party in the world, has anybody said that, acknowledged that the solutions to all the problems are already known? We haven't. Because, you know, they're just interested in their selfish little selves. They have no idea about how to solve any problem. Some of these people are so stupid they couldn't go to a diner and order breakfast correctly. And as we see in America, some of these people are so stupid they trip and fall down. They talk incoherently. They make stupid statements. Yeah, we're going to run a train across the Pacific and across the Indian Ocean, yeah. Okay. The lesson we all need to learn is do we need to help each other? And, I could use a little help with this show, you know. This is internet radio, and you don't get paid to do your show on internet radio, really, unless you get donations. And I can use people to support my show. Go to BBS Radio, look up my show, and lend some support. I only ask a few dollars from everybody because, you know, I'm giving a free college-level education out here every week. And the worker deserves his wages. So instead of donating your hard-earned money to fast food companies and all the other stupid things you waste your money on. Think of somebody who's really putting themselves out here, like myself, and educating everybody about what's going on. And hey, I'm the worker, and the workers deserve their wage. So stop giving to fake charities like these cancer research places. Donate that money to me. I mean, I'm somebody who's knowledgeable about all healing devices, and you want me to be the president, because then we'll create a level playing field where the natural remedies will have equal say, and you can choose whether you want real medicine or pharmaceutical fake medicine. Anyhow, like I said, we're coming to the end of the show. You're going to hear a lead guitar solo. That's right, I'm a singer-songwriter of my song, Are You the Party in Kind? Are you? I don't know. Go watch the video on YouTube. And followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. Hey, it's the first song on my album, Songs Better Than Dylan. Are You the Party in Kind? The fast version is on my album, American Party Songs. And you can listen to, that's a total of 23 and 12, that's 35 songs. All original songs, all written by me, all performed by me. Some of them are just, they're done live, one or two takes. And I never do more than three takes on any song, because that's how I do things. It's got to be live, it's got to be spontaneous, and if it doesn't click right away, screw it. You've got 100 more songs to record. So when you become a sufficient songwriter like myself, you can do that. Plus, in my Beatle documentary, it's out there, Beatlemania in America. Go to YouTube.com, click in the words, Beatlemania in America. And it's 10 minutes, 4 seconds long. I'm sure you'll find it. And at the end of that 10-minute thing, the last 2.5 minutes is my song, Thanking the Beatles for all they gave us. Okay, Mr. Engineer, give me the content, take us out of here now. And hey, listeners, tell your friends to tune in next week and visit BBS Radio, look up my show, and donate. You know, I need a little support. Hey, I'm supporting the human race with my knowledge. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody, feel alive. Wanna know I was here, took my stand without fear. Clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join till I'm in my grave. Gotta be somebody, or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Here to my stand without fear, it is clear to the